Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm glad you're here, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ellen Rohr, ellenrohr.com, R-O-H-R, ellenrohr.com. Find all of her books there. Her blog is there. It's awesome. Ellen, thanks again for being here. We're talking about how to be a better employee, how to be a great employee, how to make yourself indispensable and not if you make a mistake, make it something original, right? Don't make a mistake other people have made and they could tell you about, right?
Right. No, just like you were saying about your reputation. All of this adds up to your reputation. Don't be the guy who leaves their keys on the desk, you know, mad. I'm just going to go in there. I'm going to leave my
keys. I'll take my tools and go home.
You can give your notice. Yeah, I'll take my tools and go home, or I'll take your tools and go home. It's not worth that. Nothing is worth what that
will do. If you don't give a notice, it will follow you for years.
Yeah.
People will not hire you if they find out that you won't give a notice. And you know what else? If somebody's about to hire you and they ask you, they know you have a job, and they ask you how much of a notice will you give them, and you tell them no, they will probably rescind whatever offer they just made you.
It's just not worth it. It's a small game. And, you know, in the last segment you just mentioned these, you know, you have a tough customer.
Yeah.
And instead of just firing them outright, you might give them a chance to do better. So as an employee, you could give your boss a chance to do better. Hey, could we set up a meeting? Don't hit them up at 5 p.m. on Friday. Could we set up a meeting? I want to talk to you about my career. I've got some ideas for the company. Are you interested? Now, I don't know a boss who would not set up that meeting.
I have to be honest. I've had those meetings with millennials, and I'm not picking on millennials, but millennials come at that a little bit differently.
Sounds like you're gonna.
No, but I'm just. Oh, look, I love them. I mean, I've hired too many of them. I've nurtured and mentored too many of them, not to. I mean, I paid my dues with them, but. Sometimes they show up thinking they have all the answers, and you have to be careful about that.
You do, but you can at least have a conversation. You're still the boss. I would rather – I got this piece of advice once, and I love it. I'd rather tone somebody down than try and fizz them up.
Oh, I agree. I completely agree.
If you got some fizz, you got some fizz, bring it to the party. But this is what I don't want you to do, dear employee. Don't be complaining about your boss. Don't talk about it behind your back.
Right.
It, again, it's not good for your reputation. Go right through the front door and say, maybe I'm missing something, but is this what I'm supposed to do? This is what I think my job is. Could we clarify that? Give your boss a chance.
And you might also want to hang around and observe long enough to find out that what you once thought was something he was doing wrong is actually he's learned that that's the way to do it. You know what I mean? Sometimes I know that sometimes when I see things happening that I don't understand, instead of asking the question, if I just wait about 5 minutes, the answer will be revealed more than not.
That's a really good tip, too. Just like there might be a reason for actually doing it this way. So let's look at that. So in other words,
maybe ask another employee, why does the boss do that? Well, actually, I wondered that myself 5 years ago, and I found out that's actually the right way to do it.
You can make that.
And so as you point out in your blog, don't waste that. Don't waste that on your list with the boss. You know, you waste the new ones, right? The new mistakes.
Hey, let me give one really great tip.
Go ahead.
Do take the promotion. Do take the raise, even if you are not quite sure you're up to the task. Then figure it out. I have never had an upgrade in my status that I felt like I deserved. I never did. I always have the imposter syndrome. but say yes anyway. And let your boss know that I'm going to need to learn some skills to do this. I'm a little nervous about it, but I'm going to say yes, and you and I are going to figure it out. Because nobody ever is qualified for
that. Well, I'll tell you something else. If you turn down a promotion or a new assignment, you may not get asked to another time.
100%.
That may not come back around.
It's okay. Say yes and figure it out. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
This is how it goes. And then if you do want to start your own business someday, pay attention. Talk to the boss. Mm-hmm. Tell him that.
Yep.
And the boss's job is to make such a compelling game for you that you stick around. But you don't have to.
I've helped people do that.
Hey, Ellen,
I got to wrap it up. Good job today. Come back soon.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Love. Yes, sir.
Ellen Rohr, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.